Third Republican Debate. Key Takeaways. The New York Times, November 9, 2023, updated 1:14 a.m. Yet it was the undercard that underwhelmed. The third straight Republican presidential debate that former President Donald J. Trump has skipped, choosing instead to rally with supporters a few miles away, represented a critical and shrinking chance for his rivals to close his chasm of a polling advantage. And with only five candidates on the stage for the first time, Chris Christie, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Vivek Ramaswamy and Tim Scott, they all had far more time to speak. Yet they had precious little to say about Mr. Trump, even when given the chance just over 2 months before the Iowa caucuses. They sparred in the substantive debate that dissected disagreements over aid to Ukraine, Social Security, confronting China, banning TikTok and how to approach abortion less than 24 hours after Republicans suffered their latest electoral setbacks driven by the fall of Roe v. Wade. But there was something surreal about such detailed discussions unfolding among candidates who seem so far from the Oval Office, even Mr. DeSantis and Ms. Haley, who asserted themselves as the leaders of the non-Trump PAC. Here are six takeaways from a debate in Miami that may best be remembered for Ms. Haley snapping at Mr. Ramaswamy, "You're just scum." Haley came out swinging. Video transcript back bars 0 minutes and 0 seconds/0 minutes and 44 seconds. 0 minutes and 0 seconds transcript. Nikki Haley tells Israel to finish Hamas. Ms. Haley, the former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, said that there would be no Hamas without Iran. What would you be urging Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to do? Would you consider a humanitarian pause, for example? The first thing I said to him when it happened was, I said, finish them. Finish them. And the reason is I worked on this every day when I was at the United Nations. And we have to remember that they have to, 1, eliminate Hamas, 2, support Israel with whatever they need, whenever they need it, and 3, make sure we bring our hostages home. We need to be very clear-eyed to know there would be no Hamas without Iran. There would be no Hezbollah without Iran. There would not be the Houthis without Iran. And there wouldn't be the Iranian militias in Syria and Iraq that are trying to hit our military men and women, if it hadn't been for Iran. The Florida governor criticized Donald Trump's absence from the debate stage. Credit, credit. Scott McIntyre for the New York Times. It seemed, for a moment, as if this would be a different kind of debate for Mr. DeSantis. His opening answer affirmatively outlined how he would be better than Mr. Trump. He should explain why he didn't have Mexico pay for the border wall, Mr. DeSantis began. He should explain why he racked up so much debt. He should explain why he didn't drain the swamp. He went on to say that Mr. Trump promised winning only to have his party endure years of losing, including on Tuesday. In Florida, I showed how it's done, Mr. DeSantis declared, trying to take hometown advantage of a debate held in Miami. But then he mostly left Mr. Trump untouched, satisfied to prosecute his own case and push back on rivals like Ms. Haley. It was the same strategy he used in the first two debates, with little traction gained. Mr. DeSantis is plainly more comfortable than in the first debate. Yet he surprisingly left unsaid the development that his campaign has advertised as a game-changer, the endorsement this week of Guff. Kim Reynolds of Iowa. You can't debate someone who isn't there. Image. Chris Christie took the sharpest aim at Mr. Trump, but in his absence the five contenders were left to tear one another down, with varying levels of nastiness. Credit. Munshi Srivastava / The New York Times. The candidates again did little to aggressively contrast themselves with Mr. Trump, who has made himself unavailable for direct sparring by refusing to stand on stage with his rivals or, for the most part, appear with them at multi-candidate gatherings on the campaign trail. Without Mr. Trump present, the five contenders were left to tear one another down, with varying levels of nastiness. The first question to the candidates was the fundamental one most of them have struggled to answer to Republican voters: why they, and not Mr. Trump, should be the nominee. Mr. Christie, as expected, was the sharpest in his attack, arguing that someone who faces Mr. Trump's criminal charges cannot lead this party or this country. But Mr. DeSantis took only a brief swipe. Ms. Haley praised Mr. Trump's presidency, then criticized him, saying that he had gone weak in the knees on Ukraine and that his time had passed. Mr. Ramaswamy defended Mr. Trump in passing. And Mr. Scott talked about himself. Video transcript back bars 0 minutes and 0 seconds slash 0 minutes and 32 seconds. 0 minutes and 0 seconds transcript Nikki Haley. Trump was the right president at the right time. Nikki Haley said that she doesn't believe Trump is the right president now. 00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00:00: 0:180 :00:00:03:710 Well, I can't talk about President Trump. 0:00:03:710 :00:00:05:960 I can't tell you that I think he was the right president. 0:00:05:960 :00:07:230 at the right time. 0:00:07:230 :00:09:690 I don't think he's the right president now. 0:00:09:690 :00:00:12:680 I think that he put us $8 trillion in debt. 0:00:12:680 :00:00:15:150 and our kids are never going to forgive us for that. 0:00:15:150 :00:00:17:840 I think the fact that he used to be right on Ukraine 00:00:17:840 :00:00:20:604 in issues. Now he's getting weak in the knees. 00:00:20:600 :00:00:00:00 and 0:00:00:00. 22.380 and trying to be friendly again. 00:00:22:380 :00:00:24:620 I think that we've got to go back to the fact that we 00:00:24:620 :00:00:25:890 can't live in the past. 00:00:25:890 :00:00:28:440 We can't live in other headlines. 00:00:28:440 :00:00:31.070 We've got to start focusing on what's going to make America 0 hours 0 minutes and 31 seconds.